oh, you want more post game? Okay, well then we'll keep going. How's it going?
Oh, I didn't realize the cameras were on.
Yeah, we were just chatting about Trump's sex life, basically.
Yeah, I think Stormy Daniels is lying.
That she had sex with him.
Yeah, I don't think he's ever had sex. I refuse to believe it.
He's got kids.
Dude, you don't need kids these days to have sex, my man.
That's true.
Or you don't need to have sex. You don't need to have sex to have kids.
You're allowed to have single sex.
Yes.
Yeah. They don't look that much like him, but.
No, not just that, but like you could take the sperm.
That's true.
When mommy and daddy love each other, John.
They go to a facility.
Yeah, they go to this facility.
I'm just laughing because when the people who hate the Young Turks, what some of them do subscribe, get that video of you saying you don't need kids to have sex.
You don't need kids to have sex.
You're gonna attack you for the rest of your life. I actually, something similar happened. I got a tweet attacking me. That's fine. Yeah. You know, like Brett Kavanaugh waited many, many years after college.
That's right.
So I got a tweet attacking me on Twitter. It was from someone who hates me or what I believe or whatever. But the image was Donald Trump with his head turning into a penis.
Yeah.
Like the Mario Kart thing.
Yeah.
So like the guy hates me, but does he like Trump?
No.
I don't know.
Maybe he likes penis heads.
Maybe.
Today on the Politicon announcement, I went to the page and the first comment with all of the pictures was like, collective IQ 55, right?
Nice. Owned.
I went to his page because I'm a Virgo. And he's a libertarian. Mm-hmm. And
who are the dumbest people? this is a scientifically proven fact.
You're on a roll, Cole.
No, this is a scientifically proven fact. They've done studies. Look it up.
Have they really done studies?
No. But libertarians are the dumbest people.
I think of all of the ideologies, it sort of falls apart with the least pressure applied to it.
Yeah, in 1 second, just like, you know, you blow on it and it just, the whole thing collapses. Yeah.
I mean, and it's admirable in some ways.
Sure, I don't know.
I guess, like when you first hear about communism and you're like, wait, no, not really. Not in practice, not with humans. So many of these different systems would work with some other species, but not ours. So
you're getting into dangerous Jordan Peterson territory, my man. Like the lobsters. The lobsters explain everything somehow.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. Look, there's a couple things I want to talk about, and if you guys want to bring up something, feel free. I just want to mention two things. I've been feeling sort of like melancholic. There's two things I noticed in the past day that are dying that depresses me. That I have done absolutely nothing to stop from dying. But the first was yesterday I went to the promenade. You know, the Santa Monica Promenade, which I kind of like. I don't like shopping. I find it to be an anxiety-inducing experience. But I went there, and one of the reasons I like going there is they have one of the best Barnes and Nobles.
They do. It's huge.
Yeah, it's huge. Except that they don't. They closed down.
Yeah, they did.
It closed down.
They
still have
one in the Grove.
They do have one in the Grove. That's true. So this one, not only did it close, and I'm depressed, but also it closed like 7 months ago, and I just found out.
Blame our friend Jeff Bezos for that one.
That's the thing. So there's one in the Grove, and there's a tiny one that barely counts in Marina del Rey.
Right.
And
who goes there?
What's that?
Who goes there?
Exactly. But no, but it doesn't have. I'm a nerd. I like Barnes and Nobles that have big game sections, and that one doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Games like board games?
Yes. I'm a gigantic board game player.
What's your favorite board game?
Eldritch
Horror. Chutes and Ladders or something?
No. Did you know that
Chutes and Ladders person?
Thousands of designer board games come out every single year. Anyway, that's not what I was talking about. But that's it for bookstores,
basically.
There's used bookstores, and
there's
that's it.
There's one in Studio City, too.
What's that?
A Barnes & Noble.
And there's one in Marina del Rey. I'm talking about like in LA though.
Weirdly, the only ones that can kind of survive are like these kind of hip independent bookstores. But like the big chain bookstores. Remember there was Borders? Remember that one?
Borders? Books? Most people probably don't even remember Walden Books.
Borders.
And I, since I was a kid, have loved going into and walking around those bookstores.
I like doing it, too.
So it just kind of depresses me that it's
breaking. Where they do survive actually a lot is in airports.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, in New York too. Like New York and Union Square, there's a big Barnes & Noble. And it's three levels.
I have been to a gigantic one in New York. One of my favorite authors.
It's like, you know that scene in Big where they go to the
F.A.O. Schwartz?
Like your version of that is going into the Barnes & Noble.
F.A.O. Schwartz is actually coming back. I don't know if as like a physical store, but as a brand. Anyway, so that's just like, I guess it's just the way that things are moving. But it just depresses me to think that kids will grow up without.
The internet has killed all that stuff. Oh, it killed the record stores. I love bookstores. I love a book. Like I don't have a Kindle. I don't want to read a book on my phone. I love to turn a page.
Yeah.
You know, it's.
You write in the margins.
Write in the margins. It's not nostalgic for me. When I was young and I lived in the hood, one of my teachers, my English teacher, said, "You want to get out of here? You read these books." And I read every book. Thinking about the SAT, but books have such a significance for me. And the bookstore, when you're a single mom and you want to go somewhere with your kids and keep them busy for a long time, that's what we used to do. Barnes & Noble had the best children's section.
It's like a free daycare.
Yes.
Yeah. You just leave them there, come back in hours.
No, you can't leave them there.
The kids these days, they won't even know the California Raisins.
Nope. I literally was watching one of the California Raisins things like 2 days ago. Yeah. It was a thing about how millennials don't eat raisins or whatever. There's an article for everything that millennials don't eat.
I'm
just depressed. Yeah, raisins are considered like an old person's thing. I personally think it's the stickiness. I don't like to reach in with a thing of raisins because then your hands sticky for a month. Anyway, I don't want to talk about board games and raisins. So I'm going to seem like the lamest, oldest person in the world. I want to talk about books. See, here's the thing. I do like buying physical books. Yep. I buy 10 books from a bookstore every year.
I see you tweeting about books.
Yeah, but I also buy a lot of ebooks and a lot of Audible.
So what are you reading now?
Right now, on Audible, I'm interested in writing a screenplay. So I'm listening to some screenplay writing books.
Nice.
From Blake Snyder, one of the sequels to it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so I recently listened to Save the Cat. In terms of reading, I'm reading Codename Villanelle. It's what Killing Eve is based off of, that show, which is very good. And this book about sugar, basically.
A book about sugar.
By Gary Taubes.
Here's the cliff notes, it's bad, folks.
It is bad, but he was very much in depth about it. But the thing is, most of those, like I bought one of his books physical, but most of them are ebooks, so I guess I'm part of the problem. Anyway, the other thing that's dying, I go to the bathroom, and in the bathroom we have a radio that's playing. And they have one of DJs super like talking real fast and everything. They got callers and stuff, but then I thought are more people ever gonna listen to radio one day than the day before ever again? People still apparently listen to it, but it's not like it's gonna blow up again, right?
No.
That's kind of sad.
Well, the sad thing about that is that, radio really died a long time ago. There was like a big massive consolidation and Clear Channel just like dominated all the radio stations. So like what it did is they killed like independent DJs who had like taste. Mm-hmm. You know, and there was basically like one playlist that every single radio station played.
The record labels started paying, and
so that's like sad to me that not like some. You always hear like, you know, this song got big because like some DJ in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, really liked it and started playing it a lot, and it got big in that little community. And then it kind of grew like that.
That can't happen, I guess.
New.
No. Yeah, it's like everything became TRL basically. Yeah. This is what the corporations want us to push, so we're pushing it. And these people become famous.
It's programming. So here I have something that brings the two together, the book and the radio. I'm reading this book about marketing. Well, it's really about how habits are formed. Mm. And one of the stories that I read about was the song "Hey Ya" by Outkast.
Yeah, I like the song.
So it said that the song didn't test well. Right? So the record labels attached it to another song that was a Blue Cantrell song, Hit 'Em Up. So it said that every time Hit 'Em Up played, they would play Hey Ya because that song was successful.
So you associate it with it?
And you would associate it with, and that's how they broke that song. Huh. And the record label paid the psychologists to do the study on how you do that with songs. And
but Hey Ya is a good song, though.
But Hey Ya is an interesting song because Hey Ya is not in 4/4 time, which 99.999999% of pop songs in the history of pop are. Yeah. So it throws, like, it kind of threw people off. That's why it didn't test well, because you're not 90% of pop songs are in 4/4 and in 1-5-6-minor 4-chord progression. All of them. Mm-hmm. That's just like the blueprint of pop. And any song that deviates from that, it's very hard to make it a hit. But Hey Ya is an example of a song that persevered.
And you know a lot more about music than
that's
I thought.
Why I
studied music in college.
Really? Yeah. That was your major?
Yeah.
Oh. History. Do you do anything music. With music now?
No.
Do you want to?
No, I was never very good at it.
He's like,
well, you get the basics.
I'm a mediocre musician.
Oh, okay.
He's like, do you want to starve?
Yeah.
Because then I'm making.
No, but that's really cool. I didn't know that stuff. So anyway, yeah, I guess I've just been looking around, noticing the things that are dying. I just feel I've been kind of depressed lately. I think
are
it's probably
you
the politics.
Depressed?
Me too.
You live a good life.
I do have a perfectly easy life, far easier than the vast majority of the people on the planet. I have no objective reason to complain. I'm just worried about people and about the way the country is going, and so I'm just looking out for things that are bad.
This is an intervention right now.
No, I don't need an intervention. Some things are good. TV's great lately.
Yeah.
TV's the best, but bookstores are going. Next, it'll be the libraries. They don't want people to have free access to books.
Yeah.
If they take the libraries, that'll be the last straw.
And the program, I mean, the president is sending out a mass alert. The programming is full in play. People are not reading like they should be reading. They're not accessing information from different places. They're just going to Twitter, and this is the headline. And did you hear about this? And nobody's worried. You know, like, I understand when you operate from a certain level of consciousness, you get worried because you're like, hey, I need everybody to be on this frequency so we can survive and we can be free. But it's not. It's like it's some massive programming going on. You know, we're on auto. I don't even see people saying please or thank you anymore. Mm. People are just on autopilot. You know, like it's just like those things that I look at restaurants and I look around and most people are like this at a restaurant. It's really scary.
I saw something actually related to that. I was at this is. The most nerdy thing ever. I was at Gen Con. Do you guys know what Gen Con is?
No, what is it?
It's in Indianapolis every year. It's been there for decades.
A convention
it's a board
for Jenny
game.
Fans?
No. It's board games. It's 70,000 people playing board games. But we went to a restaurant and we were waiting for our food and there was four young people at a table. Three of them were on their phones. The fourth was reading the label on an energy drink. And I just thought, that's
wait,
the
what's your favorite board game?
It's
if probably, not Chutes and Ladders, which you're apparently too good for.
I mean, I have a lot that I really like. One, Istanbul is really good.
Istanbul?
Istanbul. It's set in Istanbul, ancient Istanbul. Or not
I've
ancient,
been to Istanbul. Have you been to Istanbul?
No.
It's a great place.
Closest I've been is Israel, I think. And there's one called Eldritch Horror, which is sort of a board game based on the writings of H.P. Lovecraft.
Oh.
Wow.
But anyway, there's a million good ones. I used to have a very big collection. I've like weaned it down, but I still have like 80
You weaned
games.
It down?
I got rid of like 75 games.
Where you were like, you know, you're like...
No, but it was too much. I live in a converted garage. I don't have space for most stuff.
So do you have a game night?
I have game nights all the time.
Yeah,
love games. Games are great. And the reason, by the way, so I always try to push
more
games.
Do you get competitive, like weird?
No, I don't. Okay. And I'm not very good at games. So that makes it a lot easier for me. Some people do. I know people who get super competitive. People who cheat even. I don't play with them normally. The reason I push board games, by the way, I know it seems super old timey. It's like I'm saying, like, hey, have you eaten a Werther's Original recently? But the reason is we've been talking about the phones and stuff. We know what a board game does is it's like four or five people. You're sitting around, you're touching physical things, you're looking at each other and you're talking.
Yeah, I love it's board awesome. Games though.
Yeah.
I do, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna invite you to the next one. Yeah. You mocked it though, you're not invited.
I like a board game. I just apparently don't like these sophisticated board games that you like.
They're
I
not
like
so it. Sophisticated. We'll play Chutes
and
Ladders.
What's the one with the mousetrap? Mousetrap.
Mousetrap, yeah.
That's a good board game.
There's games like Mousetrap still.
Yeah.
I like there's like Mousetrap. A picture of Kanye West playing Connect Four with Beyonce.
That's cute.
It was. I just don't know if they really were doing.
I feel bad for Kanye. I think he's going through some problems.
Oh, you think?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's got some. I think he should get checked out.
I want to make sure it's really Kanye. I'm like, is this a clone?
Yeah, it was
clone?
Like some weird like they live situation or something.
Stepford.
Yeah, I don't know. I watched a little bit of that SNL thing. I guess I've never followed Kanye enough to know that he was descending. He always seems so.
You don't remember?
He's responsible for the greatest moment in TV.
Yeah, he was Bush.
George Bush did not care about black people. And then Mike Myers' face just like.
Yeah, that was
the
most uncomfortable he's ever been. Yeah, man, he's come a long way since then. Yeah.
Mike Myers, his career really took off.
I meant Kanye, but yeah, poor Mike Myers. Whatever happened to him?
Yeah, he, you know.
Yeah, oh well.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, okay. No, that was fun, guys. I feel a little bit better. Thank you.
You do?
That was a weird post game, but thank you.
I don't think it was.
And it was great doing the show with you guys. Hopefully, you guys will
you
be
too.
Around. Yeah.
I'm going to the bookstore.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the last bookstore
downtown.
That place is fun. Okay, thank you. We'll see you in the next one.